Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is Lock It In, a sports betting show, part of the Believe Podcast Network. And now, here's your host, Cam Rogers.
And welcome into Lock It In with Cam Rogers. What's going on? Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. I am feeling vibrant after spending some time in Sarasota, Florida. Such a wonderful place to vacation. I highly recommend it. Cam Rogers with you. This is the Believe Network, the number one content network for professionals. A lot of news across the Believe Network coming very soon. So keep tabs on the news wires, if you will, as there will be plenty to discuss about the rapidly rising network that I am quite honored to be a part of. And I am honored that you are tuning into this very show. We are talking about the AT&T Byron Nelson here this week. My best bets as we inch closer, by the way, to the PGA Championship at Southern Hills. That will be in a week's time. Plenty of content next week for that tournament, the second major championship on the PGA Tour schedule here. Reportedly, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson both will be playing in this tournament. Tiger, not too long ago, was out at Southern Hills checking out the golf course, and Phil Mickelson is in the field, according to the website. This would be, of course, Phil's first start since the whole PR nightmare, if you will, that went down not too long ago. We'll see if that comes to fruition. But of course, our eyes are on the AT&T Byron Nelson, which, by the way, has a pretty darn good field. And it makes sense the week before a major, but still, this is pretty darn close to Tulsa, Oklahoma. We will be playing just outside of Dallas, Texas this week. So I would assume a short car drive from there, right? Rent a car or something like that, get a car service. These guys are rich. They can get there, right? Probably a couple of hours, 3 hours, something along those lines. So it makes sense why you have a lot of solid players teeing it up this week. Xander Schauffele, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, of course, the reigning Masters champion, Scottie Scheffler. He is the favorite here this week. And we'll get to all of my best bets, of course, along with a course outlook for this week's tournament. But first, a word from our friends at Bet Online. Lock It In with Cam Rogers is presented by betonline.ag, the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's easy to sign up and use our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay, let's talk about it. TPC Craig Ranch, par 72, 7,400 yards, bent grass greens, Tom Weisskopf design. This is the second year that we were playing this tournament on this golf course. So the data is very small as far as what we can go off of. But I do think that using last year as an example, K.H. Lee, the defending champion, he was absolutely lights out with his approach game. The off the tee game, I think he gained like barely over a stroke and was just unreal with his iron. So this is an iron type of golf course. Obviously, distance is going to matter more with a par 72, nearly 7,500 yards, than accuracy off the tee. The fairways are not penal at all, so you can spray it off the tee, honestly. This is what is called an American Link-style design golf course, meaning you're not by some body of water, a lot of bunkers. There will be water in play, but not like at Pebble Beach, right? When you're on the coastline or something along those lines, not like Link style golf across the pond. So it's going to be a birdie fest. It was last year, 25 under par was the winning score. I don't think we'll get that low. There was a really high amount of rain a year ago. So I'm thinking with expected drier conditions here this week in Texas, probably going to be along the lines of 19, 20, maybe 18 under par. But suffice it to say that you want to go with the high upside plays here this week when you are handicapping this tournament. So birdie fest, a lot different than what we saw a week ago. A week ago, it was a chalkier leaderboard at the Wells Fargo Championship. Expect more volatility here this week. Good iron players are your best bet, though. I would not focus too much on strokes gained off the tee. Of course, driving distance, again, will matter at a par 72. Par 5 scoring, especially important for me this week as well. So iron game, birdie making ability, and really going low on those par 5s. That's what I'm really focusing on here. Approach, by the way, was the most corollary stat to success at TPC Craig Ranch a year ago. So we are going deep with the approach players this week. Let's take a look at the outright market. As mentioned, Scottie Scheffler, 10-1. He is your favorite to win this week. Justin Thomas at 12-1. Sam Burns, 18-1. Will Zalatoris, 20-1. Jordan Spieth, 22-1, along with Xander Schauffele and Dustin Johnson. Hideki Matsuyama at 28-1. Brooks is 33-1. It has been quite an off year for Mr. Koepka. I'm interested to see how he performs this week. And then, of course, next week at the PGA Championship, a tournament that he has had plenty of success at and usually conducive to long players off the tee. PGA Championships, typically the course layout very, very long. So we'll see about Brooks Koepka, Joaquin Niemann in the field as well. Tommy Fleetwood, Jason Day played a week ago at the Wells Fargo Championship. Keith Mitchell, Mark Leishman. So a really decent field, all things considered, right? A week before a major, typically it's less good, but it's pretty darn solid here this week. So I have my outright plays. I have my top 10 plays, top 20s, and then some matchup plays for this week's tournament. Let's get to my outright plays here this week. I'm going down the board, but there's a lot of data to support these selections here. So that's when I see that value, right? Down the board in the mid range or the long range, but yet you still have that data to really allow you to go with these guys. Jonathan Vegas, my projected winner here this week, 45-1 to get it done. The iron game is what is selling me right now. Sixth in approach over the last 24 rounds. The driving game is just eh, but again, it's really not imperative here this week at TPC Craig Ranch. Vegas is pretty long off the tee. I'm okay if he's missing fairways. He was T9 here last year, T15 a week ago, and has three straight top 20 finishes here on the PGA Tour, a winner, of course, on the PGA Tour. So he knows how to get it done. I think he can get it done here this week in a birdie fest type of atmosphere. Same with this guy. Sebastian Munoz is 70-1 to win the AT&T Byron Nelson. Really steady player right now. His last four starts, 29th, 26th, 33rd, 26th. So he's making cuts and he's finishing inside the top 30 for the most part. And he's top 40 in five of the last six strokes gained category. So he is gaining for the most part across the board. Made the cut here last year as well. Typically thrives in these birdie fest type of atmospheres. So Sebastian Munoz at 70-1, I think is a really healthy number there. I like him in the outright market as well. Okay, so as you can tell, I am not going chalky here this week in the outright market. I probably will next week for the PGA Championship. Of course, when you have a major championship field, the field is deeper and you get inflated prices on guys that you really probably would see with shorter numbers elsewhere. So Jonathan Vegas, 45-1, Sebastian Munoz at 70-1.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Let's get to my top 10 plays here this week. Somebody who is flying under the radar, Hideki Matsuyama, is 3-1 for a top 10 here this week. I think he is a great buy low candidate. Given recent injury concerns and dropping out of tournaments, he was decent, though, at the Masters. Five top 20s in eight events this year, including a win at the Sony Open. And that's just in 2022, by the way. Gaining strokes in every metric across the board. That's what you want here at TPC Craig Ranch. Matsuyama, by the way, has been fantastic with his putter. So we'll see if that continues. Putting is more volatile, of course, but I like Matsuyama's chances here this week for a top 10, 3-1, plus 300, pretty darn good value, in my opinion. Also for this guy, Adam Hadwin is 5-1 for a top 10 this week. Super high floor, in my opinion, top 20 for sure. Gaining strokes across the main stat categories, similarly to Hideki Matsuyama. Four straight top 26 finishes with three top 10s, third in strokes gained approach over the last 24 rounds. I think he has winning upside, to be frank with you. And he's a guy who is continuing the momentum. That's what I like to see. When you get those back-to-back top 10s or top 15s or top 20s, that means a player has found something. Adam Hadwin certainly has, and the iron game is there. So I like that. For a top 10, as well as Keith Mitchell, a long shot, plus 750 to make it happen. But I think this should be a good fit for him here this week. The number one player in this field in strokes gained off the tee. And that's not because of his accuracy. He is very long off the tee, 18th in strokes gained total over the last 24 rounds, fifth in par five birdie or better percentage. Irons aren't great right now, but I think with his distance, he can club down with his approaches, hit wedges into these greens, even go for it in two on these par fives. So Keith Mitchell is more of a course fit for me this week. The recent form isn't amazing, but I do like that number at plus 750 for a top 10 finish. Okay, let's get to my top 20 finishes. And I love the value here across the board. I have four selections. Kurt Kadayama at plus 375, electric form right now. Fresh off a T2 at the Mexico Open, T15 at the Wells Fargo Championship, averaged 6.3 strokes on approach during those two events. I think that ball striking continues here this week. Top 20 plus 375. You're not asking a lot here. So I really like Kadayama to have a fantastic week here this week. Top 20 for this guy. Haven't heard much about him lately because he's been struggling, but Matthew Wolf plus 425. I'm willing to throw a dart here on what should be a volatile week of golf. Top 25 last week at the Wells Fargo Championship gained strokes on approach, and he's known to spray it off the tee. That's not going to matter here this week as described. And he is fourth in this field in driving distance, 15th in par five birdie or better percentage. I think this course should suit him. And he played well on the fall swing, which is typically featuring those easier golf courses. This is an easy golf course for Matthew Wolf. I like that play there for top 20. Matthew Neesmith, plus 375, quietly churning out some good results here. 31st, 12th, missed cut, 3rd in his last 4 starts. He's known as a great iron player. We know how important approach game is this week. Matthew Neesmith, top 20, really good value. And then Patton Kizzire is the ultimate birdie fest high upside player. Plus 375 as well for a top 20 finish. Has made 7 of his last 10 cuts, finished T3 here last year, ranks 19th in strokes gained approach over the last 24 rounds. Again, high upside here. So for Patton Kizzire, a top 20 finish, why not? And then finally, let's get to some matchup plays here this week. Plus money on Justin Thomas. I will bet that all day long. Over Scottie Scheffler. So I think the Scheffler dip is going to happen a little bit this week, understandably so. There's so much attention to winning the Masters tournament, media obligations, partying, relaxing, probably not a lot of golf. So I think Scheffler is in for like a top 30 finish, top 40 finish. Justin Thomas is hungry. He has not won in a long time. So I will go with the plus money there, plus 108 for JT. Brooks Koepka, we're getting close to the PGA Championship here. And you would think the time is now for him to finally find some form. Minus 108 over Tommy Fleetwood. I think Tommy Fleetwood is playing decently, but he's doing it in a way that is unsustainable. So he's gaining strokes with his short game, with his putter. I'm willing to go the minus 108 direction here with Brooks Koepka. And then I'm going to lay some juice with Aaron Wise here, minus 144 over Matt Kuchar. Wise's form is really awesome right now. T6 in his last start, ranks 18th in greens and regulation. And similarly to Tommy Fleetwood, Matt Kuchar is playing well in an unsustainable way with his short game, with this putter. I think he falls back to earth a little bit, minus 144. Again, you're laying some juice here, but Aaron Wise should outperform Matt Kuchar here this week. And then the battle of a couple of Englishmen, Aaron Rye over Ian Poulter, minus 115 for Rye. I think he has more momentum right now, more upside. Ian Poulter, you really haven't seen him contend at all lately. So I think Rye is a guy who could certainly finish inside the top 10 this week. I think he has winning upside, and he probably will win a tournament this year, maybe the fall swing, something along those lines. But Aaron Rye, minus 115, I like that in the matchup department as well. So there you go, my best bets for this week's AT&T Byron Nelson tournament. Enjoy the golf here this weekend. More Cam Rogers Lock It In content coming over the next week. Plenty of PGA Championship insight. So keep it right here. Subscribe. Follow me on Twitter. Continue the conversation at Mr. Rogers 99. I'm Cam Rogers. Talk to you soon.
California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Then pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.